For example, in their fundamental statement of faith off their website, under the nature of man, it says, man and woman were made in the image of God with individuality, the power and freedom to think and to do. Though created beings, each is an indivisible unity of body, mind, and spirit, dependent upon God for life and breath and all else. So this is something that they found so important as to put it in their fundamental beliefs, okay? Let's see if it matches up with Scripture that the body, mind, and spirit cannot be divided. Well, go to James chapter 2. James chapter 2 will tell you this in verse 26. And there are a lot of scriptures that will teach this, but James 2:26 is probably the clearest, where it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So, according to the Bible, the definition of death is that the body is without the spirit. When the body and the spirit are separated, that's what death is according to the Bible, isn't it? And in fact, here's a list of scriptures to bolster that. You don't have to turn to these. Genesis 25:8. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died. Now, anyone who knows anything about the Bible knows that the word ghost means spirit. Have you noticed that about half the time in the New Testament, it talks about the Holy Ghost, and then the other half the time, it's talking about the Holy Spirit, and they're both synonymous. They're both the same person, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and it says that he gave up the ghost and died. Genesis 25:17, it says of Ishmael, he gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people. Isaac, in Genesis 35:29, gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his city, or unto his people. Lamentations 1:19, my priests and mine elders gave up the ghost in the city. Mark 15:37, and Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And so on and on, I'm not going to read them all for sake of time, but scripture after scripture after scripture where the Bible says that someone gave up the ghost and it means that they died. Well, they gave up the spirit. The spirit departed. The body without the spirit is dead. Faith without works is dead also. You find a dead body and the spirit's gone. So to say that they are indivisible is just a made up false doctrine. You say, well, why would anyone make up that doctrine? Because